Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
On Monday, June 6th, the East Kentucky Expo Center in Pikeville will host the 2016 SOAR Innovation Summit. SOAR, short for Shaping Our Appalachian Region, has drawn a lot of attention since it launched in 2013, in part because the executive board includes a congressman and a governor. WMMT reporter Benny Becker brings us this update on SOAR's vision for the future.
I sat down with SOAR's executive director, Jared Arnett, to talk about what SOAR is trying to accomplish.
It was never created to be a doer, but to address the drastic challenge of disconnect in Appalachia, Kentucky, between organizations, between counties, between sectors, between silos. It started out as just a summit, one summit a year. If that's all we did, that's something that never happened before, that you had everybody interested in Appalachia together in one place for one day, and the governor and congressman there, and federal officials, ARC. I mean, if that's all we did, it's worth $200,000 a year.
Jared Arnett says that the conference alone makes SOAR worthwhile, but he also describes a bigger vision of what SOAR can accomplish in the coming years.
We're going to focus on building a network of people in this region who are connected to each other in an effort to affect economic diversification, entrepreneurship, broadband, technology, to affect change. Money's not going to fix Eastern Kentucky. People are going to impact Eastern Kentucky, a united group of people. And that's what it's going to take to move our region forward. I mean, this is a huge opportunity to connect from the governor to grassroots in a unified effort. We need to connect people that are here that want to make a difference, and we need to connect them to resources. And then hopefully that will inspire other people who have typically been here and just content with the way that things are. Maybe that inspires them to say, all right, I'm going to be a part of this movement to shape Appalachia, because that's what we're talking about, is an attitude.
When you think of SOAR as an attitude, a commitment to making a difference, it makes sense that Arnett wants everyone in the region to be a part of SOAR. He says that even though SOAR won't be able to give the same weight to everyone's voice, it stands for a set of goals that everyone should be able to support.
I really can't find the positive in not being a part of SOAR. How does that help the region by saying, my way's better, or you get offended? Is everything going to be open? Is everybody's idea and position and political thought going to elevate to the top and be selected as a priority? No. Just because we may not get into the policy side of environmental issues or whatever that may be, doesn't mean that SOAR is not valuable and that we can't make a difference on the things that we all agree on. I think what we're doing, pretty much everybody can agree, yeah, we need better entrepreneurship, we need better technology, we need better broadband, we need better arts and heritage. And it's about uniting. And a lot of the things that may not be a part of SOAR that people want to be a part of SOAR are very divisive.
SOAR recently unveiled a new project. They're building an online social network that they hope will create new connections and opportunities in the community working to improve Eastern Kentucky's economy.
I really believe it's going to become a tool that changes the way rural development is approached. I really believe it's going to be a tool that other rural communities are going to want to use, because they all have the same challenge in that everybody's disconnected. And for the first time, anybody that can get to a public library can join and be a part of what SOAR is trying to do.
Willa Johnson from McRoberts, Kentucky, has worked with youth and grassroots groups for the past decade. She currently works with the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, and she's been involved with the creation of an online platform called The Holler.
It's an online network for educators, for students, for people in the community to share knowledge with each other.
The Holler, which launched in 2014, emphasizes learning. The social network that SOAR is developing will emphasize economic development. But past that difference in focus, the two projects have a lot in common. And Willa Johnson says working with The Holler has shown her that it's not so easy to draw users into a new online space.
technology sort of has this illusion that if you build it, they will come. It doesn't even matter how well you build it. That's not the case. It takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of hands-on relationship building.
Johnson agrees with Arnett that there needs to be more collaboration between the different groups and individuals working to improve Eastern Kentucky's future, and she hopes that SOAR will be more inclusive in the future, especially toward younger generations.
If we have anything in abundance of, it's groups and organizations trying to better the community in East Kentucky, but we don't always work together. And if there was a network that existed to sort of connect all the major players and not just the same usual players, then that would be great. We talk about how we were like a mono economy for years, and the purpose of SOAR was to sort of broaden that. But sometimes when you attend meetings, it's the same players as before SOAR was created at the table, and they're sort of talking about one solution again instead of many solutions. And that's why we always sort of get stuck with this one type of industry or jobs that come, and young people aren't really here for that conversation. Young people are here to talk about a variety of options. You know, I work with young people every day. I've worked with young people most of my career. And I think the one thing I always take away is that young people want to be at that table. They don't want to be considered the future. They want to be considered now. And they're here to talk about what they don't want. And they need to have that conversation to move to what they want to have. I mean, I think there's value to saying we're going to build the bigger tent and we're not going to be the group that sort of pokes at the issues. But I think we keep perpetuating this idea that we can't have these uncomfortable conversations. But if not in these spaces, then where are we supposed to have them? I mean, do we just continue to ignore what's actually wrong in our communities to talk about the things that don't make us as quite as uncomfortable? Or do we push through and actually solve our problems together? We learn this as adults, not as children, to ignore the controversial. Like, we feel like there's more at risk. I think that's why it's important to have young voices there, because they're not afraid. They'll push through. They'll have those conversations. It might be uncomfortable, but, you know, sometimes you just have to lay it all out. Or, you know, I think this idea of, like, hope and that it takes everyone in the community is not a new original idea to SOAR. I think it's sort of a very generic idea. But anybody who's got a governor and a congressman on their board is going to be set apart a little bit. But it also makes it all very white collar, suit and tie. It's sort of been an excluding space so far. And it's going to make it sometimes harder for you to connect to the people who actually need the work the most. But I see more and more people sort of inviting themselves to this table. And I'm excited to see what that looks like in the future. That's where the strength of East Kentucky comes in, is that we can say, maybe we weren't reached out to, but we're important to this and we're going to be there.
If you want to invite yourself to the SOAR Innovation Summit, the event will be held Monday, June 6th at the East Kentucky Expo Center in downtown Pikeville. For Real People Radio, WMMT, I'm Benny Becker.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.